Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, beautiful brains. Welcome back to Unfollowed, your daily dose of real talk about rewiring your brain for focus in this wild world we live in. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home, practicing self-kindness and empathy. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, pushing yourself harder and harder? Like there's this voice inside your head judging every single move? Yeah, I've been there too. But guess what? You don't have to be chained to that inner critic. Today, we're going to break free from the negativity and learn how to treat ourselves with a little more love and understanding. It's not about being soft or weak, it's about building resilience and creating a space where you can truly thrive. So, buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways that will help you on this journey of self-compassion. First things first, remember that you're human. We all make mistakes, we stumble, we fall flat on our faces sometimes. That's part of the beauty of being alive. Instead of beating yourself up over those moments, try to see them as opportunities for growth. You know that feeling when you mess something up and your first instinct is to say, "I'm such an idiot"? Well, how about we reframe that? How about saying, "Okay, well, that didn't go as planned, but what can I learn from this experience?" That's the power of self-kindness, turning those negative thoughts into something constructive. Next up, ditch the comparison game. Seriously, it's a total waste of energy. You're on your own unique journey, and comparing yourself to others will only leave you feeling inadequate and discouraged. Remember that what you see on social media is often a carefully curated highlight reel, not the whole story. So focus on your own path and celebrate your own wins, big or small. Now, let's talk about boundaries. They're essential for protecting your energy and well-being. Say no to things that drain you can be tough, but it's crucial for self-care. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk into your house uninvited and start rummaging through your things, right? So why allow people to take up space in your mind without permission? Set those boundaries, protect your peace, and don't be afraid to prioritize yourself. Speaking of boundaries, let's talk about self-talk. That little voice inside your head can be a real chatterbox, sometimes whispering negativity and doubt. But you have the power to change that narrative. Practice replacing those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Remind yourself of your strengths, your accomplishments, and all the things you're grateful for. Finally, remember to practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about making choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. That could mean spending time in nature, reading a good book, connecting with loved ones, or simply taking some time for quiet reflection. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're working on a big project, and it's feeling overwhelming. You might start to feel that familiar voice creep in, telling you that you're not good enough, that you'll never finish it on time, or that you're going to fail. But instead of letting those thoughts take over, try this. Take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings, and then gently remind yourself that it's okay to feel overwhelmed sometimes. Break the project down into smaller, manageable tasks, celebrate each small victory along the way, and don't be afraid to ask for help if you need it. You are capable of amazing things, my friend. Remember these key takeaways. Embrace your humanity, ditch the comparison game, set those boundaries, reframe your self-talk, and never forget to practice self-care. If this resonated with you, please share it with someone who could use a little dose of self-kindness. And remember, I'm here for you every day, ready to help you break free from the algorithm and unlock your full potential. See you tomorrow.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.